Teach them the very best you can. Dad, you must let it be. The world won't get no better. Gotta change it now. Just you and me. Yes, indeed. Hello, listeners. This is January 16, 2011, the Parker Pathways. And this is Dr. Wynn Parker. Call in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I wanted to mention the courage of the people in Texas and Hesputk. I hope I'm pronouncing the name of the county correctly, Hesputk County, where the Mexicans are firing over the boundary of Mexico and the United States. They're firing on road workers in Texas, at the same time, the process almost on the same day that virtual fence between the United States and Mexico has been abandoned, and the fancy phrase. Is well, we need more situational awareness, and you take the county where this tragedy happened in Tucson, Arizona. I mean, they have a lot of issues there about immigrants and the process of, you know, people being harmed, and the whole process of the thinking, it goes back into the thinking of people. The process of how this works. This is absolutely untenable to have your country attacked in the way it's been for years by another government. So I know that the United States has given some concessions to the Mexican truck drivers finally they can travel over the highways to the Texas highways and under the NAFTA treaty, and there have been changes that have been made. To make this possible concerning the inspections and the quality of the trucks and the way the Mexican trucks can be inspected. Of course, this has affected and cost a lot of jobs in America, this decision not to have the Mexican trucks in the, you know, to move through. Of course, there are other issues that I've gotten into in other shows concerning this issue of the NAFTA superhighway, which connects actually Canada and the United States and Mexico as one country, no longer the United States of America. And it's only United States of America in name only, because that's the way the treaties now are written. We'll come back at the other end of the break and pursue what may be in the mind of what the amendment to the health care bill may look like. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
This is Parker Pathways. I mentioned in the last hour about miracles and the process of there's a miracle that is facing us right in the face concerning the representative that from Arizona and her wound from this deranged person. The fact that the bullet trajected in one pathway on one side of the brain is a miracle. In other words, it didn't do the transfissure shot. And normally, when a bullet would cross two sides of the brain, particularly in the forebrain, surgeons will tell you explicitly that there are less chances of survival. But I consider that an incredible miracle, and that the shooter wasn't able to place a bullet in the representative's brain at a 10-degree angle rather than a straight shot that occurred. She shouldn't have been shot in the first place. But the fact is that bullet going on to the left hemisphere only as a straight shot was a miracle because of the way it traveled and where it landed. Just a very quick comment concerning a very important issue on repealing amendments. This is represented by Representative Bob Bishop of Utah that will be on the discussion table tomorrow in Congress. And this is called the Repeal Amendment. And there are arguments that are being made by scholars of the Ninth and Tenth Amendments saying that actually giving states really veto powers of individual laws, or actually parts of laws, would take from the electoral responsibility by leaving the work actually of members of Congress to the mercy, if you will, of state legislators. But the old problem of the provisions of actually Article 5 of the Constitution require actually these two-third majorities of both houses of Congress. So, and the convention that was requested in 1789, which was that two-thirds of the states to propose an amendment and three-fourths of the states to ratify. So there are only 33 amendments so far to the Constitution, and 27 have been ratified. So when I come forth with the concept that we need to have a right to be able to vote on our water and our food and medical protocols, what I was talking about on the medical protocols was this very issue, which became the healthcare law, which should not have been passed in the first place. There are many ways that it could have been placed into a law to help people to gain insurance and for healthcare and have lower costs. There could have been the process of being able to control fraud better. There's also the process they didn't want to touch in Congress was the concept of malpractice insurance, which almost prevents a lot of physicians from even practicing because of the cost, and to revamp that system in such a way to make it possible for a physician to practice without having to still be monitored, of course, in terms of medical practice, which they didn't want to touch, and still not have the malpractice insurance issue. And number three, to be able to cross state lines to buy insurance. Instead, the government is saying you can buy insurance from us in the government health benefit exchanges is what it's called. There's six sections of the healthcare law which covers the government health benefit exchanges. And the healthcare co-op, of course, is tied in the agency to an advisory board and a privacy purchasing council. And these two government agencies, which don't have their little label on their room still wet, you know, and printed out, are already making life and death decisions before everyone is forced into buying government insurance. So there in question is the mandate that the responsibilities of Article 1, Section 8 of the Congress, having powers and responsibilities to carry out powers to fulfill certain duties, which are not, certain duties are not totally defined. So what you have here is the Supreme Court ruling in Clinton versus the city of New York in 1998 that presidents of the United States cannot exercise line item vetoes. So what you have here is the question, does the mandate by a government to purchase the insurance violate the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, or is it a process by which the state is given more power than it should to make another decision? Excuse me. And promote actually the federal idea of everybody still having health insurance under the government aegis. And herein lies the difficulty. We have the best health care in the world. People come here from all over the world. And the whole process of this is that you take this in the backdrop of this money issue. How is it that municipal bonds, and we get back to the water again, they are going to get a bailout. That's their real talk. That's what they're really going to do. You're going to have a state bonds in the United States. They're going to have bailouts from the government. Europe has already come to the United States to the Federal Reserve for the bailout, and they've already received one bailout already. And you're coming into hyperinflation. At the same time, you're asking the American public to pay a 400 to 600% increase in the health care premium and say that you can't have a repeal amendment. And then at the same time, you're asking the public to pay a higher copayment plus the increase of their monthly payment to an insurance company that's already overcharging under the guise that, well, we're making up for the people that are not covered, which was the whole point of the idea of having a health care bill in the first place. Yet this is actually a penalized mandate, which the government will collect a fee and a fine from someone who has not signed up or doesn't have their employees within the system. And at the same time, the United States government has exempted 122 corporations from being under the health care law. At the same time, people are being asked to pay at least a $75 to $80 annually on their health care for paperwork for the Obamacare as it now stands. So in other words, the physicians are being charged extra for going into the process and saying, well, if you have an electronic medical record which is tied into the United Nations, we're going to give you the $30,000 to be able to do it. At the same time, we're going to charge you as a fine if you don't take certain patients. At the same time, the government's going to mandate people get in the government exchange. And at the same time, they're saying, well, we're very glad you got an electronic medical record. Now that you can be part of the United Nations concept of the control mechanism of the health data. At the same time, the Health and Human Services is saying, we are the ones that are really in control of the health medical record. Remember what I talked about this in the year 2006 in the archives of Parker Pathways, the year 2007, 2008. I was talking extensively about the coding system, the diagnostic code, how it's being manipulated, and guess who owns the software for the processes of the main control mechanisms being discussed at the White House at the state dinner. Not only is the control of the yuan to be the major currency of the world, but the control of the software for the healthcare records, which are going to be used within this government mandate system. Now, that's the real world. And the thing is, it comes down to the fact that and people want to be scared and frightened and thinking, oh, healthcare causes, you haven't seen anything yet. What they have in mind in terms of the Competitive Effectiveness Council. I haven't even begun to discuss the healthcare record in the electronic health care system that's being proposed. You want to talk about the decrease of the human population in terms of being able to have what is called the commodity allocation of the carbon footprint, which I've discussed many times, which was a copy of the reference man, which I discussed in two archive shows concerning how people, when they eat, the process of it, where it goes, how the calories are being charged in the carbon footprint, and the working way through to be charged again to determine what's called the table of risk, which determines the point system if you're going to get the care. In other words, if you're worth it, are you a proposal system to the society? And at the same time, there are state legislators that have placed bills, which I've talked about chemical cremation, using potassium hydroxide, saying on a chemical cremation is more green, which was inferred, and which goes down the drain, which they brag about, that we're going to drink. And that's in the green bus statement that was made at the memorial speech that was done in Tucson, Arizona. Wake up, everybody. see you at the other end of the break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is Parker Pathways, and I just was reminded in my mind that concerning the fluoride issue and the fact of the poisons that are resulting from the fluoride added to the water for the control of the hypothalamus of the brain. And of course that adds to various drugs like antidepressant drugs, and Prozac was a favorite one at the time. There was a doctor that that told a patient to actually increase drinking fluoride when she was pregnant, and actually told her that. Of course, the patient said, "Well, my doctor told me to do that." And so then they go, "Why didn't you question the doctor? You know, why'd you?" Say, "Well, my doctor told me." You know, so this is where trying to get a benefit from the spinoff, there needs to be more of a informed patient as to exactly how the population control system is being implemented. And we've all been raised on television shows of Dr. Welby. I didn't see the show. Somebody told me about it. And you have, I think the present television show is called House. And of course they have, if you came close to even acting like Dr. House, who would, you know, be under the health and security, health and human services scrutiny of CLIA, which is called, you know, which is, and the HHSP regulations and concerning how you act in terms of promoting avant-garde medicine, which you could not possibly practice in today's healthcare law system. And let's say that you were a private company and you wanted to have processes by which you wanted to protect your clinical trial systems, where you had patients who under various clinical trials, which are very advanced, very helpful, and can help patients. And then you have to disclose, under the financial accounting standards, these new Obama laws, concerning descriptions of loss contingencies in financial statements. And of course, this digs into a violation of client privilege, the suppression of businesses who are in the business of helping people, and changes the definition of the transparency in financial statements. And so you have that part of the promulgation of the healthcare law to change the financial accounting standards. So when this goes on the floor for the concept of the amendment to repeal the healthcare law, what it's touching base on is the fact of the suppression companies and processes that can be useful in really helping innovation, particularly invention of medical devices or the development of new pharmaceuticals. And, of course, the pharmaceutical companies have already made their deal with Obama before it was voted on. I think Nancy Pelosi said, well, we'll know what's in it after it's passed. The whole thing is that all those deals on the generic drug price differentiation, which people were suckered into believing on the donut hole in Medicare on the price. But actually, these were deals where they pharmaceutical companies get money from the government to sell these generic drugs. Well, man, most of these generic drugs are helpful to people, but they're not as strong as the new drugs. And most people want the new drugs. So you take the other layer of people who are paying the excess premiums at the moment are being forced out of the generic drug taking and will be placed again into the government plan. Those kinds of transactions are in the healthcare law to protect the larger companies and not the person. And of course, they have the amendment. They're going to be repealing all the deals that were made with Obama before it became law. So there's a lot at stake. Excuse me. There's a lot at stake. And we'll try to really have more of a understanding of who wants to make the most money within the process of the bailouts that will occur with the states on municipal bonds and state bonds, and how Europe wants their bailout, and how that will affect the what's called the transference of currency. So, if the government has their way in terms of the new law, they want to instigate a PIN number that's a government PIN number rather than a password for the internet, so that they can control the information from the other side for the electronic medical record. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and before we get started into the process of government control of the chemicals in the water, I want to make sure I get a call. Carlo, is that the right name, Carlo?
Carlo.
Carlo. Hello, Carlo. You're in Minnesota, right?
Yes, Carlo.
How you doing? Hey.
You know, like the Carlisle Group?
Oh, yes, Carlisle. Oh, gotcha. Hi, how are you?
I was wondering, you know, on Wall Street and on so many of the powerful positions in Washington, D.C., the chairman of the various committees, you know, the Barney Franks, the Henry Waxmans, the Joe Liebermans, you know, and then on Wall Street, we have the Lloyd Blankfeins and the Jamie Dimons. You know, on the Federal Reserve, we got Ben Bernanke and those people. Now, they all happen to be Jews. I don't know if this is a coincidence, but I've also heard that in the medical field, in the AMA, the whole medical field is controlled by these people as well. Now, do you have any thoughts on this?
I think all my life I've heard that there are a lot of Jewish folks who are in these fields. I've never really put brain power toward it. A lot of people, you know, they have aspirations for various professions because of their cultural beliefs. I know that when everybody was growing up in my time, they said, oh, he's a nice little boy. He's going to make a good doctor someday, and you're 5 years old. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't have any idea. You know, families force you into things. I really don't have a thought about this issue. I never have. I just never have. I know that there's a big movement about people are saying, well, there are a lot of Jews in there, and, you know, as you're saying, but I never have. I've never put brain power toward this.
I'm not really speaking so much of the doctors, the medical professional workers, but I'm more thinking about the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times I just never have. I've never, in all of my career, I've worked with all kinds of situations and, for Uncle Sam and the rest of it. And I just never have given it a thought. I just never have. I just don't know what to say. I know there's a big movement about, you know, being against Jews, and, you know, there's this big movement about, you know, it always has been that people hate the Jews and all that kind of thing. But I've never touched base with it. I just never have. In fact, I'm stuck in even trying to help you on the question. I'd like to, but I just don't have any comment, you know, about it. I don't know what to say.
Because when you look at, you know, a lot of the things that are going on, something, the question you need to ask yourself is, you know, follow the money. And sometimes when you follow the money, you see the motivation, you see who is profiting, you know. Yeah. And if you look at all of these companies, like, you know, you're talking about food and water and this sort of thing, you know, the people, there's a connection between the people at, for Monsanto and the FDA. You have former head honchos at Monsanto end up at the Food and Drug Administration, and these are people who formerly worked with Joe Lieberman. Mm-hmm. to set up the Homeland Security Office. There's a revolving door between these Jewish groups in Congress in Washington, and these people end up heading up Monsanto. They go from Monsanto.
Well, that see, what you're talking about is a totally in my world is a totally different issue. You're absolutely right. There is a revolving door, and there is and you follow the money. This is what I'm very high on, and I've talked a lot about greed and corruption and the processes of the deals that are made. It's like being forced into signing documents if you're from Lehman Brothers or Solomon and those people that were forced to sign documents before they could leave the room so that they could have the stimulus package implemented, you know? And AIG, just this last week, had the process of what's called, they make it sound like they paid back the taxpayers. They paid back that's baloney. What they did was they're working on a deal to be bought out by a foreign government. And the thing is that where they're putting it, those are different deals. And the question of the what you're talking about is totally legitimate, about the following the money and the revolving door, the lobbyist who used to be a congressman, you know, and the whole process. The only thing that I'm going to say about this, I can't help it if they're Jewish, you know. I mean, I can't help that. But the whole the whole process of this, though, is what bothers me greatly is the fact that the public lets them get away with it, number one. No matter what we say, Carlisle, the public gets, they let them get away with it. And I think the reason that they let them get away with it is because the corruption is on the local level as well. It's in city councils. I've talked about the United Nations protocols for city councils, which is called the local national United Nations Council. People want to, they make deals in their own town that they get the contract for spreading the gravel for the road. And they meet at their service clubs, and they do their whole thing. There's nothing wrong with that. That helped build America. But the problem is there's only one loop, and I think that's what you're alluding to, which is totally crazy. There's only one loop. If you happen to be in that loop, that's one thing. And then so you know what they sell us? They sell us the idea of democracy and saying, well, we're in a democracy. Well, we're in a republic. And the whole thing is that we vote on people. They're supposed to do these things for us, you know, that type of story. But the problem is that the people that you elect, they get corrupted too. So we have to have another way, in my opinion. We have to have another way to be able to bring this country around so that people really get the benefit. All they get now are scraps. I think, in my opinion, for the past 80 years, the public's gotten scraps. They've just gotten a little piece of it. You know, they say, well, if you help, I'll help you with this construction job if you let my son go to Harvard. You know? And they say, well, you know, you can go to Harvard and I'll give you the contract. You know? So the corruption within this country is so great that it staggers the imagination, and people buy it. That's I just keep getting back to that. People buy this, and we can't continue this way, because in the next 3 or 4 days, China's going to openly declare, we own you. China's going to openly declare it. They're going to say, we own you. So. And they do, because we're setting up the debt in such a way, we've outsourced in such a way, and to set this whole thing up. Now, I never, within this organizational chart of greed, corruption, and the destruction of America, ever thought or never made an effort to determine if they were Jewish or not. Because
let me input a little information here on George Soros. You know, George Soros is a Jewish man. Listen, on the topic of assisted suicide, euthanasia, abortion subsidies being part of Soros' vision for a nationalized medical care, this hedge fund magnate initially plunged $15 million to overturn the dominance of marketplace values in the practice of medicine. These are Soros' exact words when addressing a group of physicians and surgeons during a recent speech at Columbia University. Soros is peddling financial and political influence through the Institute on Medicine as a profession, which he founded in 2003 with a multimillion-dollar grant from his umbrella group, the Open Society Institute, a leading promoter of healthcare reform.
Mm-hmm.
In a mission statement issued by Soros' Institute on Medicine as a Profession, it calls for centralized regulation of the medical profession. Now here's his quote. There is clear need for formal regulation of the medical industry, whether through the state or federal legislation and administrative bodies. A cast of Jewish medical professionals make up Soros' board of directors and faculty of his Institute on Medicine as a Profession, mm-hmm. along with the president of the board, Dr. David Rothman, and his wife, Dr. Sheila Rothman, both Jewish-owned Columbia University, mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. Wendy Levinson, M.D., and a sprinkling of Gentile doctors conveniently used as non-Jewish window dressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see what you're saying. What you're saying is that I'm familiar with what you're talking about. The thing is that George Soros, along with the fellow from the Dakotas, I can't think of his name right now, but I know him. He was a representative in the House. Wrote this health care bill in the process. The idea was to socialize medicine and to control the population. And George Soros has put out, I think, on what you're talking about, I think his total contribution, he has these nonprofit groups like that who are his front people. I think we're looking at $5 million on that. I'm not sure. His contribution to that. But George Soros was absolutely responsible for the structure of the depopulation of this earth through medicine, and was totally responsible for the socialistic tendencies that are in the healthcare law. There is no question about it. In fact, his wording is there, close to the wording that you're reading. But I never have gotten in touching base with Jewish things. You know what I'm saying? I haven't touched base with that. I mean, so
listen to this. Most of Healthcare for America Now component organizations have two things in common. They have no expertise in healthcare and are the furthest thing from being a grassroots campaign, with virtually all receiving large tax-exempt grants from far-left Jewish billionaires George Soros and investment banker mogul Steve Gluckstein.
Oh, yeah, Steve, yeah. Yeah.
The leading members of the group's grassroots steering committees are MoveOn.org, Center for American Progress, and the Campaign for America's Futures, all created with Soros' money.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, that's a true statement. And the thing is that the other statement that you're making, and it turns the thing that the people don't have any experience in healthcare that are involved in these 291 agencies that are in the healthcare law. They do not have experience within the process. They are making life and death decisions about people, and they don't have experience in the field. They're not even close to what they, let's say the minimum requirement, is in statistics, is to be able to develop what's called eco-statistics to determine who lives and dies, and they don't have that. So, no, this is a very serious issue. And George Soros is behind it. It has been. He's one of the people behind it. And, of course, he's involved with all the SEIU people on the union that want to globalize. One of the things your call touches on is the globalization of population control through medicine. And,
here's a one-sentence conclusion. The coalition of these groups, which foists its Marxist agenda on American domestic life, is steered by the financial and political figures of George Soros and his Jewish adjunct.
Yeah, it's too bad they use the word Jewish in there. Yeah,
but it just happens to be true.
Yeah,
what is their aim? Their aim is the redistribution of American wealth, with the result total Jewish control over the fleeced, dispirited, and bankrupted white Gentiles and their country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know absolutely that the redistribution of wealth, which has been talked about extensively by Obama, is a socialist concept. It has Marxist tendencies in terms, like I'm recommending the Manchurian President book, which is by Eric Klein, and the process that explains the structure of what you're reading in terms of how the redistribution of wealth is set up within the healthcare law to redistribute not only life, but the concept of what you earn, what you are going to earn, and what you can potentially earn. And that's what the redistribution of wealth is. When the process came out in Detroit, it was last year, at the beginning of last year, when they were having handout of funds in Detroit. And there was an interview that became quite famous, where one woman says, "Well, I'm going to get some Obama money, and it's Obama money I want." And the whole thing, and they said, "Well," the interviewer from NBC said, "Well, where does the Obama money come from? It comes from Obama. Well, where does Obama get it? He makes the money. He makes the money, you know, and he's giving us the money, and it's Obama money." And the thinking is that is exactly what is going on in this country. Is that people say, "Well, it's Obama money. I'm going to take it from the person who is making more money," you know. And of course, My issue is, well, why should a person innovate or invent or start a business in order to redistribute the wealth and have the process of the profit margins when you're going to have bailouts of municipal bonds, which is going to happen at the end of this week?
Well, when you look at where the money goes, yeah, you know, Karl Marx, he was a Jew, and he wanted socialism, all right, but socialism for who?
He wanted
the money and control goes is to him and his friends.
Yeah. Well, listen, yeah. I appreciate your call very much. I have to go right now, Carlisle, but make sure that you call again and we'll follow up on this discussion. It's very important.
Thank you very much.
You're safe.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and I wanted to mention that there have been some artificial proteins that have been invented to enable the growth of living cells. And these cells have survived within various strains of mice for the regeneration of the hybrid human. And in the process of this, there have been other research that have been developed. In fact, the research for proteins to sustain life have been developed at Princeton University. Actually, they have been collaborating with the Chinese university in Hong Kong on using Escherichia coli, or E. coli, which is in the intestinal tract, and it can cause harm and death if it's the wrong strain. And what they've done is transferred the sustaining life into the E. coli bacteria to store computer information. They have 900 terabytes of data in a gram of E. coli. And this bacteria can be the computerized system. So far, the E. coli bacteria are storing music and even video in the compressed data. And these can be placed in different parts of the cell of living tissue to be able to promote different kinds of mind signals, and which I alluded to on the first hour. And because of Parker Pathways as being one of the contributors to the concept of fracking, if you remember the concept of the expose, which is going on for 18 to 19 years of putting chemicals in the water to extract natural gas from rock, and of course this is way beyond wastewater. These are chemicals that can be in the water and cannot be used, and are taking in and can cause death and harm. This is in tribute to the four babies and who have died so far from this that I've exposed. Congress has decided that they will look into it, and I don't know how far they'll get, but they are deciding to look into it. The BJ Services, Complete Production Services, Key Energy Service, and Patterson UTI and RPC, Schoenberger and Superior Well Services and Weatherford, except for Halliburton, have agreed to go to the chemical composition of these fluids and have them looked at as possible hazards to the drinking water and the safety of people. This is the process of where your tap water can catch fire and kill people and your animals and your family members. Also, the EPA is going to expand testing endocrine disruptors. This was a result of my expose in the year 2007, and they finally have decided to go and discover any kind of thyroid pathways and endocrine systems that are harmed by 67 pesticide chemicals. Actually, there are 134 chemicals, but the EPA's expose of the concept is saying to the public, as I said in the last hour, is this to affect pregnancy. But, of course, we've expanded it beyond that. So the EPA has decided that they're going to do screenings on systemic scientific information and see what they can find out if we're right or not. And so those have been breakthroughs. And, of course, the studies of dioxin in the Deepwater Horizon BP spill will be also in that list. I want to thank the listeners today, and I want to thank my producer, Matt, for doing an exemplary job today, considering we're working without notes. And God bless America, and thanks to the troops that are out there defending us. And to all my special friends who have endured this week with me, I'll be back with you. And listen to Parker Pathways, 10 to 12 Central Time. And God bless America.